You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in line with the coverage on veterans this week, I spoke with the Otago University's Associate Professor David McBride on the recent research being conducted into the mental and physical health of our veterans. The research is hoping New Zealand can be more proactive in the care and understanding of veterans' needs.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
This research is looking at all veterans who've served since 1991, all veterans who've been in operational service. We think this is pretty important. As you know, the RSA poppy appeal theme this year was not all wounds bleed, and that refers to mental health injuries, the most common but least understood wound, which BJ Clark talked about yesterday. This spectrum, sort of post-traumatic stress injury, has a spectrum. So a high-level combat experience, engaging in a firefight, seeing someone killed, or a death in deployment, that's been experienced by some New Zealand veterans. But what we must remember is that since 1991, we've had a number of major deployments, including to Afghanistan and East Timor. So there's over 9,000 veterans out there. And if we look at veterans and their families, there's about 30,000 people, at a conservative estimate, who have who've been part of this deployment experience. Now, the problem is that there's no specific healthcare system for veterans. And when veterans are transitioning out of the Defence Force, there's two important things in the veteran experience. The first is by becoming a veteran through being deployed on an operation. And there's a lot of veterans who have been in, you know, 3, 4, 5 operations, operational missions. And the second thing is leaving the Defence Force, and there's no specific support system out there for veterans in the community as regards looking after their health. And many veterans don't see themselves as veterans, so may not seek that support until it's too late. So our research is really looking at how many veterans out there have got psychological distress or other health issues. And we're looking at not only that, so we're looking at a poor outcome of anxiety, stress, post-traumatic stress injury at the worst. We're also looking at what promotes wellness in veterans, which is pretty important too, so that we can see what makes them well. So with the online survey, the survey will be online. It should very soon, by the latest Monday next week. And we're going to be trying to recruit those 10,000 veterans out there in the community into answering our survey, which will give us some answers about veterans' health and providing support in the community.
I'm just going to jump back to something you said earlier, in which I feel like veterans are often construed as a lot older, but you're saying there's consistent deployments happening all the time. How do you think that affects the care that veterans do receive when it's viewed as an older person's problem?
The problem is recognizing when a veteran is having problems. Sometimes it's obvious. There are veterans out there who are homeless, but there are veterans out there that may be experiencing more minor ill health. And what we found out after the Gulf War in 1991 was veterans who have multiple but minor complaints, those complaints eventually get worse until they're suffering from real adverse health effects. And up to 25% of Canadian veterans were suffering from these adverse health effects, which is worrying. And that's what we're trying to get a handle on, if you like.
What was Canada's response to that?
Well, Canada's response on it, they've got a veteran support system, which includes the health system. Here we have support from New Zealand Veterans Affairs, but you've got to make a claim first, and the emergency response, they can't handle that too well. We just have a feeling that the number of veterans who are recognizing themselves as veterans is increasing. So we need to be able to cope with the demand that we'll put on the system. And we also need to have better ways of treating post-traumatic stress injury. So that all comes into the picture, really.
What are your thoughts on government's recent announcement to introduce a $1.1 million grant for military veterans?
Well, that was good. That will go towards treatment. What we want to do is prevent, you know, post-traumatic stress injury from occurring in the first place, which might be difficult, or at the very least, detecting it early and intervening early when the problems will not be so severe, at a, such a severe level. So this is a really good start, I think.
You said preventing post-traumatic stress injury. Do you think that's really possible?
Well, it's not possible to prevent the traumatic event, but it's possible to deal with the symptoms more quickly if we can spot those. And the earlier interventions are applied, and there are some good interventions based on physiological principles. For example, controlling your eye movement, so it gives veterans some sense of control. It helps veterans control the physiological response post-traumatic stress injury, which involves being basically confronting the experience again. So that's what we've got to deal with. And if we get that early, it's much better.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.